WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Commentator Maureen Corrigan reads People magazine and the celebrity pages in the newspaper, but recently she had an opportunity to get closer to the stars.
As an English professor, I've met lots of famous authors on the college lecture circuit. E.L. Doctorow, Grace Paley, Eudora Welty, I've sipped sherry and shot the syntax with all of them. But even when I've been in awe of their work, I've never been overwhelmed by meeting literary celebrities. Maybe I suffer from my profession's delusion of superiority. You know, authors only write great books. Academics explain what they mean. When I visited relatives in California last month, I hoped that I'd finally see some real stars. But things started off kind of slow. My first day on the coast, my aunt and uncle took me to Lawrence Welk Village, a retirement community presided over by the Champagne King of Swing. Lawrence Welk was rumored to be out on the golf course, so I posed for a snapshot with his statue instead. That night, my cousin showed me home videos of Ben Vereen's house. Not Ben Vereen, just his house. My cousin knows Ben Vereen's ex-road manager, and this woman invited my cousin over, with his video cam, when Ben Vereen was out of town. For half an hour, I stared at Ben Vereen's bathroom, kitchen, trophy wall, and bashed-up garage door. It was the most voyeuristic experience I've ever had, and I was getting closer. Towards the end of my stay, I finally saw a live star. A friend who works in the movie industry was showing me around the Fox studios when I spotted Harry Hamlin. For those of you who don't know, Harry Hamlin plays lawyer Michael Cusack on L.A. Law. I watched the show, but I'd never been attracted to him. He has one of those Cro-Magnon foreheads. It makes his character look like he must have flunked the bar exam more than once. Well, I changed my mind about that forehead when I saw Harry Hamlin in the flesh. He was standing by a trailer, surrounded by female crew members. He was so handsome, he looked like another life form. "Be cool," my friend said, but I honestly couldn't breathe as I walked past Harry Hamlin. My friend took me to a cappuccino joint to recover. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger's secret hangout. I asked her, "What hit me back there?" She answered by telling me an inside showbiz story. It seems that the actors who play the murderers and psychopaths on the show America's Most Wanted are always being arrested. People mistake them for the real criminals. "That's what happened to you," my friend said. "You confused Harry Hamlin with his nearly perfect character." It didn't make sense. I'd never liked his character. I think critic Leo Brody, in his smart 1986 book, The Frenzy of Renown, offers a better explanation for the power of fame. He writes, "Famous people glow, and it's a glow that comes from the number of times we've seen the images of their faces now superimposed on the living flesh before us. Harry Hamlin glowed, and I swooned because of the accumulated force of all those Thursday nights when his face has been in my living room. TV newscasters and weather people, like Willard Scott, glow. So do all the cartoon characters in Disneyland. Hell, even Ben Vereen's furniture glowed by association. Famous authors, on the other hand, don't glow unless they've been on talk shows or had too much sherry." That afternoon, I drank many cappuccinos, but I never got to test out the glow theory on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Conan the Barbarian never showed up.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.